Peace, grace, and mercy be multiplied to you from God our Father and from our loving Savior, Jesus Christ. When I was at the seminary, they said there are at least two texts in the Bible that should never be read in the church unless you're going to preach on them and explain them thoroughly. Obviously, today's gospel lesson is one of them. How strange it sounds for our Lord Jesus Christ to tell us to hate anyone, much less our parents, our siblings, our wife, and our children. I looked this in a commentary. I had to have some clarification because this doesn't sound right to me. And the author, a well-known Lutheran scholar of the last century, said, hey, the word here is hate. It means hate, and don't water it down. Now, Jesus is not having a bad day when we connect this text together and see that ourselves are included in here. We're not setting ourselves aside and hating other people. We're hating anything or anybody that would stop us from following the Lord Jesus Christ. Decades ago, there was a theology going through the church called the ultimate either-or. Taken from Jesus, he said, either you're with me or you're against me. Either you gather me or you scatter me. A couple of weeks ago, what was our lesson? One of those same things. Father against son, son against father, mother against daughter, daughter against mother. In the very beginning of Jesus' ministry, you recall that two of John the Baptist's disciples wanted to follow Jesus. And Jesus didn't say, come on, all right. He said, come and see what it's all about. And what was it all about? Well, he put it this way. Foxes have their dens. Birds have their nests. But I have no place where to lay my head and call it my own. Following Jesus is not easy. He gives us this parable. Suppose you want to build a tower. What's the first thing you do? You got to figure out if you can finish it, because if you don't, you'll start and everybody will look and say, hey, what a fool. He couldn't even finish what he started. Then in Revelation he said, being neither hot nor cold, but lukewarm, I spit you out. No wonder Jesus also says, not everybody who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, from both Testaments, you shall love the Lord your God. How? With all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your being. The apostles said, Lord, then can anybody be saved? The commentary I use, Professor Linsky, moderated the idea of hate by saying, you only hate when things get in the way, even yourself, of following Jesus. Now, my mother was a Baptist, a very devout one. My sister, a Nazarene, extremely devout. Good Christians. And when I said, you know, I feel the call to go into the ministry, they said, okay. Hey, but by the way, you do it here. There are plenty of people in Central Florida that need to be saved. Finally, they came up with the idea, it's all right for me to go to Illinois for a short time to be prepared for the ministry, but when I'm finished, I better be back here. Now, if you're really Lutheran and understand politics, you let the Holy Spirit take care of that. But not my mother and my sister. Individually, they both called up the district president and told him, you better get my son, my brother, a church here in Central Florida. Now, I'm supposed to hate them for that, but I didn't. The Lord wanted me to go to Oklahoma, which is exactly where I needed to be to prepare myself for the next call. Lord, can anyone be saved? Not on my own. I would be lying to you if I said I truly, truly love the Lord my God with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, 100% of the time. One example is this. In following Jesus in the various places in the United States and in Germany, I wanted more than a fox's den or a bird's nest or a tent. I wanted a real home for my family. Yeah. You see, what happened in my first parish was the local Baptist pastor, he died. Yeah. Okay. His widow, a gracious lady, was untrained and unskilled. You have to leave the parsonage, ma'am. This parsonage is for the next pastor, not for you. So what happened? Somebody took her in, and she became a cleaning lady for the local hospital. I didn't want that to happen to my wife or my family. And I guess I didn't trust Jesus enough, and I said, hey, you know what? From now on, I want my own parsonage. And you think about it. What was that Baptist church to do? It's very small. Barely could afford a pastor. Build another parsonage? Uh-uh. Hate. Love. Does the Bible contradict itself? Does Jesus contradict himself? What else did he say? You've heard it said of men of old, love your enemies and hate your, love your neighbor and hate your enemies. But I say to you, what? Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. I believe the Bible doesn't contradict itself, and I believe Jesus never contradicted himself. So we've got to come to terms with this idea of love and hate. Love your enemy. Hate your dad. What about this? Honor your father and your mother. In the first place, Jesus never said, if you want to come after me, then you must love, must hate your father, mother, sister, brother, wife, children, self, and then be saved. He didn't say that, did he? He said, if you want to be my disciple, there's a difference. We are saved by faith through grace, the power of the Holy Spirit. But Jesus wants us to understand that discipleship is extremely difficult. It is not easy. It involves persecution. It involves discrimination. It involves being made fun of. And for some of those people in other countries, it involves life and death. It is remembering and acting as though we are in this world, but we're not of the world. It's the idea of the straight and narrow path seldom traveled versus the broad highway that is very popular. Christianity is no longer popular. Christianity, and that means you and I, are under attack. Jesus said this, remember what I told you, a servant is not above his master. If they persecuted me, what's the rest of that? They will persecute you also. And that is why he also said, whoever does not carry their own cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. So if you're going to build something, figure out if you can finish it. And if you want to be a disciple, not just a pew sitter, occasionally, now and then, giving God your leftovers instead of your first fruits, consider the cost of discipleship. You know, throughout my own ministry, I've seen people join the church and quit again, even though in all the instruction I gave them and all the examples that I gave them, I told them being a church member is a serious thing. It's a lifetime commitment that you will suffer all, even death, rather than fall away. And yet, some people say, oh, well, I've got better things to do. I've heard one pastor call his situation catch and release. How sad. And I've also seen lifelong Lutherans want to be members, but under their own conditions. It's got to always be their way, their understanding. That's not discipleship. That's not what our Lord asked of us. What is the motto of Burger King? Have it your way. That's Burger King. That's not Jesus. It's have it his way. He wants you to be a follower. He wants you to take up a cross and deny yourself. Look at this hymn. Come follow me, the Savior spake, all in my way abiding. Deny yourself, the world forsake. Obey, my call and guiding. Oh, bear the cross, whate'er betide. Take my example as your guide. Then let us follow Christ our Lord and take the cross appointed. And firmly clinging to his word, in suffering be undaunted. For who bears not the battle's strain, the crown of life shall not obtain. Pew sitter, now and then, leftovers, that's not you, is it? You want to be a disciple. You want to follow Jesus. You want him to say to you, well done, thou good and faithful servant. So be careful, be cautious, be concerned about those things and those people which would interfere with your discipleship. For straight and narrow is the path that leads to eternal life, and just be a few who find it. And nobody can find it without the light of the world, Jesus Christ, to light your path. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Let us arise for prayer.